Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on handling complaints. This podcast forms part of a mini-series around the topic of customer care and customer service. Adopting a positive attitude to complainers. Whatever your job title or position, at some time you are likely to experience a difficult conversation with someone who wishes to complain in an angry or rude manner. It's never easy or pleasant, and it can be discouraging. However, if handled well, you can save the company's reputation and even improve the customer's opinion of you. According to research, customers who have had their complaints dealt with to their satisfaction actually tend to become even more loyal than they were before. And they may even tell others about how well their complaint was handled. It therefore really pays to handle difficult conversations well. Always think of the lifetime value of your existing customers. Don't think of each contract as a one-off transaction. And remember that finding a new customer costs 4 or 5 times as much as it costs to retain an existing one. Bad news travels faster than good news. One complaint does not equal simply one unhappy customer. There will be at least 6 more who will not complain, and they will all tell another 6 people. Here are some tips on how you can use techniques to convert complainers into loyal customers. Be positive. View the situation in a positive light. The very fact that the customer has contacted you gives you the opportunity to put the situation right and turn the complainer into a loyal customer. The customer who does not take the time or trouble to get in touch with you and instead complains to others can do untold damage to your business. Feedback from customers is essential if mistakes are to be rectified and improvements made. So encourage complaints. Most companies take a very passive position on complaints. They wait for complaints to come in rather than go looking for them actively. But this does not mean that a lack of complaints equals happy customers. Research shows that only about 4% of dissatisfied customers will complain about bad service experiences. 96% would rather save the time, possible embarrassment, and occasional aggravation, and so instead, they simply take their business elsewhere. Every customer that you lose is a customer gained by the competition. Therefore, actively encourage your customers to voice their complaints if they have them. It helps to print a telephone number for complaints on all customer literature. Remain cool and calm. Many people find it easier to complain on the telephone and can actually be much more rude and nasty than they would be in a face-to-face situation. They may even deliberately get themselves worked up into an aggressive state of mind before ringing you to make their complaint. Allow the customer to let off steam and don't interrupt them. Angry people are irrational, and you will be wasting your time if you try to reason with them. Be courteous. Don't take complaints or insults personally. Listen carefully and ask questions to establish all the facts. Try to see things from the customer's point of view. Demonstrate empathy and treat the customer as you would wish to be treated yourself. Always be courteous, helpful and polite. Please and thank you cost nothing. Take responsibility. Don't make excuses or appeal to the customer for sympathy with "the trouble is we're short-staffed at the moment." The customer will not be impressed. It is not their problem. Be prepared to accept responsibility rather than passing the buck to someone else. Saying, "I'm afraid you've come through to the wrong department," will not help the situation, even if it is true. And neither will the comment, "Oh, yes, sales. I'm not surprised you found them unhelpful." This kind of response reflects badly on the company and does nothing towards solving the customer's problem. Apologise. When it is appropriate, when it is absolutely clear that you or the company is at fault, apologise sincerely. But don't apologise too often, as it can become meaningless. Remember that you can apologise for a situation without taking any sort of blame. For example, "I'm sorry that you feel like this, Jane. I'm really sorry that it has come to this." Or, "I'm sorry to hear that." On the other hand, never automatically accept the blame or liability until you have clearly established the facts. Follow up. You might have to arrange to ring the customer back if you need to consult colleagues or check information before resolving the problem. Fix a time that is convenient for the customer, and whether or not you have been able to sort things out, make sure you ring back when you said you would. Keep the customer informed about what is happening, even if you need to ask for more time. Never avoid making the call, hoping this will not be noticed, as it will only serve to confirm the customer's poor impression of the company. You may end up with a further complaint to deal with via a more senior member of staff. And finally, review. At the end of the conversation, check with the customer that you have understood the problem correctly. Summarise the main points of the conversation and repeat back any actions you have agreed to take. Thank the customer for calling and be last to replace the receiver. After the call, make sure you or a colleague follow up all actions. A further call to the customer when you are sure the problem has been finally resolved will restore confidence and goodwill. Finally, evaluate your own handling of the call. Did you encourage the customer to continue business with the company? How could you have handled the situation better? And what steps will you take in future? And this ends the podcast on handling customer complaints.